views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today on 1150 AM KKNW here in the Seattle area. You might be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230 radio, on one of the 35 stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I tell you, wherever you're joining us from today, you're going to be glad you're listening. We're going to be talking about something that I don't think we've ever discussed on the show. But, you know, I always have to do a little bit of a teaser before I let the cat out of the bag. Oh, that's a terrible expression. Before I tell you what's going on, I first have to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations through the magic of technology, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning.
That's not a bad expression. That's perfect.
Let the cat out of the bag. Somebody put the cat into the bag.
That too. Yeah. Well, although, I guess you are surrounded by them practically 24 hours a day. So yes. I'm surprised they're not even up here.
Right now. I'm officially the crazy cat lady. I'm so much more than that. Yes.
Your cats are adorable, though. So
they are.
Come on.
They are.
And they're very photogenic.
Yes, despite the fat bellies, they are.
No, that makes them better. That means they're just like, all right, just take it, and so I can go eat, and then go sleep some more.
Oh, you know, we often talk about things relating to consciousness, and we talk about health and healing and all sorts of things, and we rarely talk about the nuts and bolts of business, but in particular, bringing consciousness to business for greater success. And today we're going to be doing exactly that. Today our guest is Jill Lublin, and she is an internationally renowned speaker on the topics of publicity and networking. And I've watched some of her videos, and I'm just really impressed with her presentations and the information, so I'm really excited about today. She's a master strategist on how to capture the attention of the media, such as this, and increase your visibility in the marketplace. She's the author of her best-selling book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals. She's a co-author of the bestsellers Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. And her latest book, which is wonderful, is called The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. I'd like to welcome to our show Jill Lublin. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad to have you here because, you know, first of all, I've read much of your book. I've watched your presentations, and clearly you have a gift for combining what I consider to be consciousness and humanity with success in business. So have you always approached business in this way?
Well, and thank you so much for that. I consider that a very high compliment, actually. No, I haven't always approached business this way. I wove my way into it, stumbled my way into it, fell into it, literally.
Right.
You know, and it's been a journey, and my journey of consciousness and inner work has helped my outer work and my success. That I'm clear about, but, mm-hmm. you know, it didn't start out this way. Absolutely not. And I'm still, you know, always learning, and I don't consider myself ever quite done, so to speak. There's always more, and it's lots of fun.
Well, you're still in human form, so I figure, you know,
absolutely.
Like all of us, you continue to learn.
So, and by the way, I'm a cat lady, too. I have four of them.
Oh, you beat me by one. I've got three.
You have three.
Yes,
all
I do.
Right.
Yeah, it all started with going to get a pair because we had lost our cat and we were ready for a new one. And then a third chose us. So what can I say, you know?
I understand. Believe me.
We're cat humans.
Yes. We love our kitties.
We do. And, you know, Jill, you mentioned before how you kind of fell into it. Can you share with our listeners the story of how you sort of shifted your perspective about business?
Well, a couple things. One is I've always approached business, I will say, from a heartfelt manner.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's interesting. I didn't really realize that about myself until I'd spoken on a pretty major stage with somebody fairly famous. And I swear to God, 10 years later, I'm there again speaking for that same audience.
Uh-huh.
And the person introduced me. First of all, when I originally got introduced, he said, oh, and she's got one of the biggest hearts ever. Okay, that was the first person who owned the company. And then when they sold the company, the new CEO, who I helped get a book deal and all kinds of fun things.
Right.
So he says basically the same thing as he's introducing me. And, you know, honestly, I had never thought about that. Like, oh, my gosh, that is actually something someone says as they're marketing me, as they're promoting me. And I realized in that moment, you know, the power of heartfelt marketing, the power of that. And now people are actually using it in their marketing. I'm actually not one of them who uses that particular piece. I'm more focused on kindness. But how important the heart is in business and doing business in a good way, in a kind way. Mm-hmm. So that's that has always been my approach, absolutely. And, you know, do I have rules? Do I have boundaries? Do I have policies? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All
right.
The above.
Right. And it's interesting because Brené Brown has done research in compassion and boundaries. And what her social research has shown is the most compassionate people are also the most boundaried, which I found fascinating.
Well, that is interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you'd almost have to be at one level. Otherwise, people just roll over you, you know?
Right, exactly.
That's not a good thing. But
yeah.
But it is a good thing to be kind, to be generous, you know, to have what I call return on kindness principles, ROCs, and be concerned as much about that as you're concerned about your ROI, return on investment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know that many years ago you experienced a surprise fall, and it shifted your perspective. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, that is, I was going along fast and, you know, doing a lot of things. And my books have been out. I'm speaking and training a lot. And I went to go and grab my luggage. And, oh, my gosh, in Vancouver, Canada, it actually happened.
Uh-huh.
I fell over and fractured both ankles, not just one, but both ankles in multiple places. And I like to say God stopped me in my tracks because whatever I was doing was probably a bit more unconscious at the time.
Uh-huh.
And not that it was bad or anything, but, you know, I think I just needed to stop and really slow it down in a certain different way. Not that I'm still a little speedy butterfly type, but
sure. You know, there are energizer bunnies out there, and they can be wonderful.
Yes, and I'm definitely one of them. But I think I also had to relook, and that fracture, which led to, you know, 5 months in a wheelchair and not being able to do anything by myself. I had to hire a caregiver. I couldn't cook. Well, okay, that was my favorite part, but, you know.
I love your honesty.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, at one level, it was really interesting because everybody had to wait on me, and I was a lone ranger before that. I did everything myself. I was this confident and capable, and no, I didn't need any help. And that was one thing I know that this taught me was how to receive help, how to, oh, my gosh, ask for help.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting when I sometimes will ask somebody, may I help you or, you know, can I open the door? And they go, oh, no, I'm fine. I recognize that symptom of, oh, no, I don't need help. Well, guess what? We all need help.
Sure.
We need each other. We're, you know, we're made to support each other and to live together as a human race that's helping each other.
Mm-hmm. And I always think of the energetic flow and basically, if you're always giving, then the flow gets stagnant. It's kind of like there needs to be both giving and receiving for that energy of the love that binds us to flow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said. I love that. And it is key to, to ask and receive help. So, mm-hmm. boy, did I learn that one. And then I started a TV show about hope, because I always have been committed to positive news. Uh-huh. And using, I've always been a public relations consultant, and always been excited about helping people use media to expose their message and to create stronger messages, because I know the power of media, as we all do.
Sure. Yeah.
And here I am, on media talking about kindness and talking about our message. Uh-huh. So I've always been really dedicated to that. So the new TV show was really a wonderful, for me, a wonderful new project, and brought fresh life into my business. And mm-hmm. so that was exciting. But, certainly being in a wheelchair and a year's worth of therapy wasn't great. But, it was in a way what was needed to get my attention.
Right.
And to give me more compassion, to slow me down, to have me think about things just a little more.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your entire book is basically how to integrate kindness into business. Why is it so important today?
Well, yeah, the Prophet of Kindness shows and demonstrates with lots of great stories. We did a lot of research around the power of what kindness actually does. And what's so interesting is that, first of all, businesses that are more kind tend to have more customers, mm-hmm. more clients, happier team members. I'm doing a lot of corporate training now, and boy, do they need happier team members uh-huh. on the whole,
right?
Oh, and yeah. and same thing with people who are more kind. They are happier. They are healthier. They tend to just live life at a more joyful level. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not talking about Pollyanna. I'm talking about real world, real life.
Sure.
But just living from a place of making life sort of a little more on their own terms, but certainly happier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that there are plenty of examples where businesses have lost out, where kindness has not been a part of it. And I think the most recent example is the United Airlines situation, where they escorted a man off the plane in a very brutal way. And I know that their business has suffered. But in your book, you talk about how to, instead of taking that approach, taking a very kind approach. And we're going to have to go to a quick break. But when we return, Jill, I'm going to want you to share about how this is important for establishing trust and how this can ultimately profit our business. More with Jill Lublin here in just a few moments.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366. 972-5366. 972-5366.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm chatting today with Jill Lublin. And Jill, you're talking about the prophet of kindness. Now, in today's marketplace, why is it particularly important that we're bringing this to the relationship of business as opposed to just like the cutthroat, you know, the competition that we once were taught was the way you did business?
Well, as I said in the previous segment, companies that are more kind are also more profitable.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you about Panera Bread Company. You know, there was a young man whose grandmother was dying in the hospital, and she wanted clam chowder, and it was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, the grandson calls the local Panera. This is in New Hampshire, and he says, "My grandma's really sick, and she really wants clam chowder. Can you help me out?"
Uh-huh.
Not knowing, by the way, you know, that they didn't make it on Tuesday. And the lovely young woman who answered the phone said, "You know, I'm sorry, we don't make it on Tuesday. And it's only a Friday." And he said, "Well, I don't even think she's going to live till Friday. And this is, you know, one of her requests." So that person who answered the phone, a, you know, minimum wage employee, against Panera's policies, basically said, "I'm making the clam chowder, no problem." Then she wrapped up a tin of cookies and you know, included that, and it was so beautiful. Well, at last count, when I checked it before Prophet of Kindness was printed, that story had over 320,000 likes. It went viral.
Wow.
It was a PR story, and of, and of course, you know, I always look, how does kindness contribute to PR?
Sure.
And of course, in Panera's case, it did greatly, and that's just one story where, you know, everybody won, and the woman who actually made the clam chowder was promoted to manager.
You know, good for her, yes.
Yeah, well, she made the right decision, the kind decision, and even though it wasn't, you know, the thing to do and not the policy of the store, you know, sometimes we just have to throw policy away and say, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. And I experienced that recently when I was having issues with my internet and they had a certain standard procedure. I called up and I got somebody in a foreign country because they clearly had an accent. And, you know, a lot of the
customer service is actually outsourced these days. Mm-hmm. And they have their protocol, and the person was very nice, and yet it was not going to solve my problem. And I ended up calling back and got somebody who was more local, and she said, you know what? I could lose my job for this, but, you know, it's only a job. This is the right thing to do. And she shifted something, and I'm thinking, this woman needs to get promoted because, you know, when you do what's right by the customer, then the customer wants to support the business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, I hope that you'll actually call in and give, you know, written feedback. And,
yes.
And that's really the point, is that when people are kind, you do need to let their superiors know, their management know. Mm-hmm. You need to say good things to the, you know, front receptionist, because right. they notice and they, you know, take count. Listen, I'm a member of Kaiser, a major HMO, and, you know, my doctor, for years, I've put up with, honestly, an unkind doctor. And finally, when this book came out, and I actually went in for something, and the way she behaved, and then on the phone at a follow-up appointment afterwards, I'm like, okay, I'm done. That's it. Uh-huh. And I did report her to Kaiser and just said, you know, for a long time, et cetera, and here's the thing she said recently, and that's not okay. You know, it's not a way to treat your patients.
Right.
So they need to not only hear the negative feedback, but also the positive. And I always make sure when I get someone great, like I remember there was a woman at Alamo Rent-A-Car, and she just went out of her way to make sure that I was upgraded on time. But it was also her attitude and her cheerfulness and her, you know, just, you know how just some people are such a pleasure to be around.
Absolutely.
When you know, and then others are like, why do you have this job? You
know? Exactly.
And so, to me, that includes everyone, because I travel so much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It means a lot to me to how the porters are, the bellmen are, mm-hmm. You know, when I walk into the Westin at the LAX, that every bellman knows me and says, welcome back, Miss Lublin. It's so nice to have you back. And,
oh, that's great, and
that's what the Ritz-Carlton is known for. And as much as I'd love to say I stay there, I don't. But I'll tell you, we did interview them for the Profit of Kindness. And I know when I have stayed there, there is such a feeling of whatever it takes. And that's kind. And they're known for this. And mm-hmm. people pay premiums for this.
Right. And I've been going to the same hotel in Arizona once a year, typically, occasionally twice a year, for probably 19, 20 years. And they know me by name, even though I'm only there for a week, you know, out of the 52 weeks. And it makes a huge impression. And I pay a lot of money for it because I feel like I'm coming home in some sense, you know, that I feel comfortable enough because there are kind people there.
Absolutely. And it feels good. Yeah. And especially as a traveler, especially. But you know what? And no matter what you do in business, you make that one phone call, and how you are treated on the other side is really key.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that companies need to be perfect?
Well, if you show me one company that's perfect, I'll be amazed. You know, it's kind of like the perfect relationship.
Right.
I don't think it exists.
But right.
Because companies are run by human beings, and human beings aren't perfect. So therefore, you know, what I think is important is to strive for the best,
mm-hmm.
is to have values that support your customers. And I think that's really important. You know, I was at a conference the other day, funny enough, in Arizona, and this woman who runs a almost $7 million business and was up for an award, and one of the things she said, you know, was we had this mission and values, but I realized that our people weren't really engaged in them. And so we took 3 days off, and she said, you know, and if you know what it's like to actually close your doors for 3 days, if you're a service business, and how your revenue is actually affected by that.
Right.
But what we did was had everybody engage in the process. And now I know that every one of my employees, from receptionist to technical to customer service to sales and so on, are all engaged with the missions and the value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think in terms of perfection and mistakes, and it's funny because recently somebody I hired to take care of some work at my house actually forgot about one portion of what he had agreed to in the contract, and he was just so kind about it. It's like, it's okay. You know, he's going to come back and deal with it. I wasn't the least bit angry because he was just so kind in his response and assuring me that he was going to take care of it. So sometimes I think that the mistakes that happen, as long as there's somebody at the other end saying, you know what, we're going to make this right, and they're kind about it, it totally shifts my perspective about the company.
Absolutely. And, you know, things do happen. As customers, we have to understand that. As business owners, as members of, you know, any community, mm-hmm. things will happen. So how we deal with it is also important. Uh-huh. You know, I was on a cruise recently and coming out of the spa, and this woman was at the front desk, clearly agitated, with yelling, basically, at the person behind the desk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, number one, as a customer who's coming out of the spa, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's in my experience, meaning it interferes with my experience.
Sure.
And the woman behind the desk, I thought, handled this so well. Here's what she said. She said, you know, I really hear you, and I hear that you're very upset, and I really want to help you, mm-hmm. but I need you to do two things. Number one, I need you to lower your voice. Uh-huh. And number two, I need you to understand that I do want to help you, so please stop talking to me like this.
Good for
like,
her.
I know, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, setting boundaries, thought, okay. but saying I'm here to help.
Exactly. Yeah. I just thought that was so good, and told her exactly what was needed, and you know, she did calm down. And I think, you know, sometimes people get out of whack and a little agitated and mm-hmm. and don't feel heard. And I loved her. I hear you. Right. And I want to help you, but mm-hmm. you can't talk to me like this, right. more or less.
Yeah.
And well, and she, the woman was very inappropriate, and she was interfering with everyone else's circumstance. So mm-hmm. so I think that was really well handled and actually quite kind.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, because they could have kicked her out. They could have, you know, she could have fought back or whatever. And yet that was it sounds like a fabulous way to handle it.
And a coattail on that story, actually, we've had a previous host, no longer with the station in the group, came in, again, all agitated one day, and mm-hmm. I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, you need to just stop for just a second, uh-huh. go back out uh-huh. of that studio door, take a deep breath, and then come back in again. Mm-hmm. Just to recenter themselves.
Good for
and
you.
They did, yeah. but it took me a lot to really do that, because it just agitates me even more, and I'm not going to help you with my job here.
Right.
You're going to agitate me even further,
yeah.
and I can't square up. So
absolutely.
Yeah,
and yeah, and
setting the boundaries,
you're an essential part
of
the team.
I'm still here to help.
Yes.
Still here to help.
You know, we've got so much more to learn from Jill Lublin, and we have to take a quick break, but more about how to integrate kindness into your business and make more profit as a result of that. More in just a few moments.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Thank you.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I love that, Benny. Give peace a chance. And, you know, let's give peace a chance within our personal lives. Let's give peace a chance within a business life and globally as well.
Exactly. Like a hug. One size fits all.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. So I'm talking today to the author of The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships, Jill Lublin. Now, Jill, one of the things you say in your subtitle here is how to influence others. Are we talking about manipulation? You know, I'm thinking of the old model of, you know, competition and manipulating people to get them to want to buy your product or, you know, have your service. Or are we talking about influence them in a different way?
No, I am absolutely talking about influence in a positive light. I mean, there is a science of influence, and many people have written about it. I do find it fascinating. I don't actually, you know, memorize all the principles. I think influence comes from having a great model, uh-huh, really serving others, uh-huh, coming to the table with their needs first, and of course yours too, but really coming at it from a customer-centric focus. Uh-huh. And I think that's influence. Right. And influence is received and gotten by being a great company at all levels, in multiple layers, mm-hmm, so to speak.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, there is a bit of that, you know, this sort of old-time approach to it. And even, listen, Dale Carnegie in my, you know, How to Influence Others was not a manipulation,
right,
or not manipulative,
yeah,
at all. It is about being friendly and caring about others. And if you really read the materials on influence, as much as it sounds like it's and persuasive, and yes, there's a bit of an art and science to it,
uh-huh,
I think it's also important to realize that underneath it and throughout it is that need for warmth, interaction, and customer-centric focus. And mm-hmm, when you do that, you are influencing others.
So, you know, Jill,
you are going to make more profit.
I know that there are a lot of people listening right now who either work in alternative healthcare and healing, or they'd like to. In that kind of small setting, how can people sort of let go of some of their issues about, like, promoting themselves and sort of step into that place of giving and yet be willing to take in return?
Yeah, and, you know, I've worked a lot with healers, alternative practitioners. Uh-huh. I actually really come out of that world, so I'm very familiar with it. The problem with the wonderful people is that they often don't know how to promote, mm-hmm, and it is essential. I mean, the truth is you need to promote your business, no matter if you're a one person practitioner, you know, seeing one client at a time, people still need to know about you. So I think letting go of some of that fear of that, or, oh gosh, I can't promote myself or shouldn't promote myself or any of those kinds of beliefs is actually really important. And whatever you need to do to let go of that, do it, you know, do it. So I think that's really important. And by the way, you know, it is a growth pattern, meaning to step into your greatness and having other people know about you, claiming that is a birthright, really, and truly a gift, not only to yourself, but really to the world. I mean, Christine, at one level, I've really always been what I call messenger of messengers.
Right.
And what I know about messengers is that it's really important that the message be heard and that others receive that. And so to be a clear messenger, you know, one also must promote. And it's not a dirty word. It's a wonderful way to let others know about what you can do to help them and your gifts. But also to, business is about exchanging and receiving.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, having worked as an energy healer for, you know, much more than a decade, there needs to be this energetic balance of this exchange. And that if, you know, in those situations where I've done a healing session for free, unless it's for a child or an animal, people actually don't feel completely worthy of receiving unless they have given something in return. So I think of, I often think of the finances of business as this balance of energy, and that without that balance, there can't be success either from the client or the business owner.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Absolutely. I love that.
So, you know, you're talking about kindness, and you're talking about it within the realm of business. Do you ever think in terms of how this could be extrapolated beyond business into the business of government?
Well, I think we're seeing it in the business of government, and we're seeing what unkindness does. And, you know, the division and, unfortunately, rising of prejudice and hate crimes, it's all on the rise. And that's a problem. So kindness, you know, I found it no accident that Prophet of Kindness came out 2 days after the inauguration. And a time in our country which has been tougher than ever, more divisive than ever. And one of the great kind things you can do is, no matter what a person thinks politically, I think a great thing to say and a kind thing to say is, tell me more about that. Let me understand what you mean. And that's a beautiful thing. I have a wonderful friend. She's actually a client too, who, in her words, she is a fat black gay woman.
Okay.
So she lives in Boston, and she went out for dinner for her birthday, and in walked a Marine. And they were at opposite sides of the belief of ideologies, politically and otherwise.
Right.
And it was fascinating because she said, you know, she just was like, hello, how are you? We're celebrating a birthday, kind of, you know, chit chat.
Yeah.
And then they got into deeper subjects, and then his voice started rising. And like, you know, almost very Marine-like and kind of yelling at her with his own beliefs and, you know, what he was about. Well, she just stepped back. She's one. I love that she taught me this. She said, tell me more about how you feel about that. Explain that to me so I understand it. And he did, and he would, and his voice was getting softer, and they were getting more connected. And and by the end of the time, they're hugging, exchanging numbers. He told her some very deep and personal things about him that he had never actually shared with anybody. And and all the facades fell away.
Yeah.
You know, they were just connected human beings, not on opposite sides of the ideology spectrum, but really together in heart and kindness. And that's really powerful to me.
And she really listened too, which, you know, that you talk about this in your book as well, but that's a very powerful gift to give to somebody else.
Absolutely. You have to listen. I mean, if you're going to ask a question, please listen and be present. And that's really important.
So I know you've got an entire chapter about connection. You're just talking about the connection in this social situation. You know, if you've got a business and you're looking for customers, or you're a service practitioner of some sort, you know, you're offering a service and you're looking for clients, how do you look for that connection and keep it professional so that, I don't know, so that there's this financial balance and yet there's still this connection?
Yeah, and it is always an interesting thing. And connection is one of our Return on Kindness foundations. And you know, in today's disconnected world, I mean, we all think we're so connected, and we are, mm-hmm. but I think we're more disconnected than ever. I know, I walk places, as I'm on a plane, and I'm just as guilty. I'm checking my email,
right.
You know, sending my texts, and I'm not connecting with the person next to me in the seat. Uh-huh. And I've been really thinking about that lately and just making more effort around, you know, at least a hello and a connection. Who are you? Why are you? What's
right,
your name?
Right.
Kind of thing. And it's just been wonderful.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep my phone in my purse while I'm waiting for my drink at Starbucks, you know, and that's like this big change for me. And yeah, it's everybody's got their faces in their phones or their computers.
Right. I know. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And we aren't connecting with each other. And I think we miss it. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I think so too.
Yeah. And, you know, with clients, I'll start every conversation with, tell me how you are, you know,
right.
And they'll tell me something about what's going on. And, mm-hmm. you know, that can be a minute. And that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm connected. I understand what's going on with them. But I am, you know, not there to be their best friend, per
right.
se.
Or, right.
And I think, you know, they know that and they are paying for professional advice and a professional relationship, and I always maintain that. And I also, you know, if something is up, I don't feel well, or it's just really not a good moment, I will be honest about that.
Oh, that's
and
great.
What I've noticed is when I do that, and I don't just push it, and, oh, I'm going to show up for the client, I just, I find that they are relieved, number one, and it's kind of like, oh, guess what? I probably wasn't ready either.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just paying attention to how someone else is. So one of my consulting clients, I got on the phone with her, and her voice was clearly stressed. Mm-hmm. I knew she wasn't in a good space. And I said, you know, you don't sound like you're in a great place today. She goes, yeah, I was working on my taxes and feeling a little stressed, mm-hmm. et cetera. I said, you know, why don't we make our appointment next week?
Uh-huh.
She said, really, Jill? Oh, that would be so great. But I know you have a policy that, you know, if you miss a session, it counts.
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, that's my policy, you know, and 80% of the time that works.
Uh-huh.
And then flexibility, another key kindness, return on kindness point,
right.
is really key also. And I'm absolutely willing to do that, no problem. And she was relieved and grateful and got off the phone, and it was great. So you have to, again, do what's right at the time. And flexibility is really one of the key kindness points,
mm-hmm.
especially in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in today's world. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important.
Yeah. And we're going to want to learn about some more of those kindness points that we can implement. And we'll also be talking about how you can connect with Jill Lublin when we return here in just a few moments.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, Our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. And I also want to mention to you that if you're listening to this or you missed part of it or you want to share this with somebody else after the fact, you can go to christineupchurch.com on the radio show page and you will have a link by tomorrow morning, probably by Monday at the latest, to be able to share this with others and re-listen. As I said before, Jill Lublin is... she's a consultant, she's a teacher, and her latest book is called The Prophet of Kindness. Now, Jill, can you share with our listeners, first of all, how they can find out more about that and how they can find out about how they can work with you personally?
Absolutely. Thank you. First of all, for Prophet of Kindness, for the book, go to prophetofkindness.com, and you can go to all your favorite places to order it from there. prophetofkindness.com. You can also go to a local Barnes & Noble is wonderful and ask for it by name. That is there too. As far as working with me, I do help people with their messages, with getting your word out in simple, easy, and frankly, very affordable ways, and would love to help you with that. Or if you have a great book idea, I can also help you with that. And best way to connect to me, I like it if you just call us. So I'm going to give you our phone number. That'd be great. And then also an email, so in case you want to email in. But our phone number is 415-883-5455. And I think they'll be in the show notes too, right?
Oh, yes. And it's 415-883-5455.
Thank you so much. And then also info@JillLublin.com. Lots of L's in there. info@JillLublin.com. And please let us know how we might be able to serve you.
Okay, great. You have an entire chapter in this book, The Prophet of Kindness, about the importance of gratitude. How do we implement this this process of reflecting upon that which we're grateful for within the business scenario?
So I think it's really key. I mean, one of the people I write about, she owns a veterinary hospital and actually helped heal my cat actually extended her life for 3 years with nose cancer, which is awesome. So they own two veterinaries, one holistic and one regular, so to speak.
Right. And
you know, one of the things they do for their clinic and their employees is they start their staff meetings all with, what are you grateful for?
Acknowledge
somebody on the team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's wonderful. So I think that's really a key. In your communications, even if it's a tough communication, you've got to tell someone something that, well, isn't so good.
Mm-hmm.
I like to start out with, you know, here are some things that I'm really grateful for.
Uh-huh.
Here are some things that, you know, need to be addressed kind of thing.
Right.
But I think it's really key. In my relationship, we do, you know, five things we're grateful for before we go to sleep at night.
Uh-huh. So
I love doing that. But, you know, you can take that in the workplace.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be five. It can be, you know, two things I appreciate about you
to a team
member or, you know, your management or from management down to the other folks.
Right.
So I think that's really a good thing.
And, you know, I think that it's not just about the statements we make. If we start to have this perspective of asking ourselves, what are we grateful for? That gets communicated in a variety of ways. It doesn't have to be direct statements. You know, it's like it's this energy of appreciation for what others do and what they're bringing to the table.
Well, absolutely. And let me tell you what happens when that doesn't happen. So recently, I told you I was in Phoenix, and one of the things I was doing besides the convention is taking care of my brother who just had hip surgery.
Uh-huh.
And his wife was telling me, now this is a woman who, believe me, you'd want her as an employee. I mean, she's loyal, she's committed, she's on time, she's focused, she's fabulous, you know, great worker bee type. And she told me that her, successful company she worked for hadn't given them anything for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
No bonus, no gift cards, no lunches, nada.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and she's upset. You know, I mean, here
right.
we are about 5 months later, she's still talking about it.
Wow.
Now, that's not a good thing. And by the way, it happened last year too. And this company is successful. I mean, not like, you know, they don't have a decent bottom line. And even if they had some issues, you know, $50 gift card, whatever
sure,
it is,
sure.
make an effort and mm-hmm. people remember it and they like to be acknowledged and appreciated. And she basically feels like, you know, she shows up and no one cares really. And certainly as an employee, you know, there's a lot to be said for acknowledgement, bonuses,
mm-hmm.
thank yous,
uh-huh.
special lunches, you know, whatever it is, but make time and make it an effort.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've heard surveys about how, like, the importance of being appreciated at a workplace and how it's apparently money is more important than appreciation to men, but it's the opposite for women. What is this balance between the financial aspect of appreciation for, you know, what you offer and that the display of it in other ways?
Well, funny enough, and especially interestingly enough in the millennial world,
uh-huh.
that things are actually reversed, is that they want more
really?
Appreciation and it's even more than money. You know, they want acknowledgement, they want collaboration.
Uh-huh.
So I think it depends a little bit on the generation, so to speak, but people appreciate appreciation.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a human being, you want to be recognized, you want to be validated. And it can be a lot of small things that make a big difference, but validation is absolutely key and will keep people in a job that sometimes may not be, you know, perfect in other ways or even the highest paying,
uh-huh.
but because they feel appreciated and recognized. And so that makes a difference.
Sure. That makes so much sense to me because I know that for me, showing up with purpose within the context of my business, within the context of my work world, which, you know, actually, since I also write, it kind of, you know, permeates my life in a variety of ways. But feeling like I'm doing something important is essential for me to want to continue. And I think that with that appreciation, you're basically saying to people you're important.
Absolutely. Big difference.
Yeah. Okay, Jill, we're running out of time. This hour has flown by. Can you share with our listeners in, say, 45 seconds or less, what's important in terms of bringing kindness within the context of the workaday world?
What's important is that that you practice, I like to say, conscious acts of kindness, not random acts, but conscious acts of kindness, at least one every single day in your workplace, in your personal world is good too, you know, but let's bring it in. You spend a lot of time at work or, you know, in the working way every day, so bring some kindness forth. You know, make a world of difference and make your workday a lot more fun and a lot more joyous and certainly a lot more fulfilling.
Oh, that sounds great. And Jill, I want to thank you for joining us here today. Really appreciate you know what you're doing in the world. And I encourage people to go to Jill's website, JILLLUBLIN.com, and check out her videos and her books as well. So, and thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.